Welcome back to Purim Drashas of the Amoraim. Today I'll be doing the 11th Drasha, that of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak paschala pischa lahar parashas mehacha. Rav Nachman would start off his Drashas on the Megillah with the following pasuk, one of the Shir HaMalos. This is from Shir HaMalos, Kuf Chaf Dalid. Pasuk says Shir HaMalos continues, and the Gemara skips a little bit. Lulei Hashem shahaya lanu lomar na yomar na Yisrael. Continues Lule Hashem Shahayalanu Bekum Aleinu Adam. So it's a Shir HaMalos, a song of the steps, a song of the ascents. Had Hashem not been with us, and you know, it leaves us with that thought. So we should declare now this praise of Hashem, and then Lule Hashem Shahayalanu Bekum Aleinu Adam. Had Hashem not been with us when an Adam rose up against us. So here's the drasha of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Adam velo melech, a man and not a king, right? So it's talking about a time where we were almost annihilated, had Hashem not been with us, and we're praising Hashem for that. And we refer to that time specifically as when there was a man who rose up against us and not a king. And Rashi says over here, Adam velo melech ze Haman. That's a reference to Haman. Haman is a man and not a king, which connects to something we mentioned in the drasha of Reish Lakish, that we call him a Moshel, a Rasha, a wicked ruler. And we questioned, was Haman really a ruler? Well, over here, the drasha clearly says that, at least as Rashi explains it, it was a man and not a king. So the question is, who cares if he was a man and not a king, right? We're praising Hashem in this parak of Tehillim for saving us. He saved us and stood by us when there was a man and not a king who ruled over us, and that has something to do with Purim and Haman. Why do we care that he was a man and not a king? And there are a couple of answers that are given. The Maharal says that a man is different than a king, that a king usually has a lot more in mind, you know, a bigger picture than, you know, to wipe out a whole nation, and a little bit more, you know, there's just politics that are more involved, while a man really can do whatever he wants. One crazy, sick, obsessed man can really completely wipe out a nation. And that really may be the concern here, that Haman was way scarier than a melech, in that he was completely focused on wiping out the Jews. Ahasuerus had other things in mind. Ahasuerus was perhaps anti-Semitic and you know, easily convinced by Haman, and perhaps, you know, also himself didn't like the Jews, but it took Haman to convince him, because Haman was obsessed with wiping out the Jews. Ahasuerus had other things in mind, various political pieces, as well as his own, you know, desires that would perhaps interfere with his anti-Semitism. But Haman was different. Haman was complete. Was an Adam and not a Melech. He was a person and not a king, and therefore was a different type of threat that was extra scary that we're praising Hashem for. It could be even more than that, though. Chazal tell us that Hashem is very often directly involved with the kings, and kings actually might even lose their bechira, their free will. Hashem guides them to make different decisions, and you know, he does that with the Galuyos, with the different kings that rule over us. Leaders of countries are sometimes lose their bechira in regards to big picture things that impact the world. And perhaps what was so scary about Haman is that Haman was an Adam and not a Melech. That the Melech, okay, Ahasuerus, so that's basically in Hashem's control, and Hashem can make him go this way or that way. But Haman was an individual with his own Bechira, and he was somebody who was actually trying to not just, you know, he wasn't just a pawn necessarily in Hashem's plan, but he was causing the Jewish people to stumble in Avera. That he actually had his independent Bechira and served as the Yetzer Hara, and served as, you know, the descendant of Amalek that he was, to try to get the Jewish people to stumble. And it's such a threat because he tried to kill us physically, but also spiritually. And he wasn't just a pawn in the major, you know, political scene where Hashem guides the hearts of the kings, but he was an Adam, a you know, self-motivated, evil, genocidal maniac. And that is such a terrible threat. And that's really the light through which we're supposed to, or through at least how Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak viewed the Purim story. That the whole thing is that there is a unique threat in Haman, a unique enemy of Klal Yisrael. He's not just a nation that, you know, wants power. Nebuchadnezzar tried to conquer the world. It's not just that. It's not a trying to get power, but this is a war on Hashem. This is the war of Amalek against Klal Yisrael and against Hashem. It's a war against Avodas Hashem, and it is pure anti-Semitism that is driven and will stop at nothing to completely wipe out the Jewish people. And that is a unique fear of this Adam and not a Melech. This individual man and not a king is a unique threat that we should view the Purim story as a salvation from, and it just raises our level of appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for ultimately saving us.